are you doing? Dinner. Are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly. They just don't know what to do. Love.
Be Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump.
Says.
Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood, doesn't know me, but attacked last night at the Golden Globes. She is a Hillary flunky who lost big. For the 100th time, I never mocked a disabled reporter, would never do that, but simply showed him groveling when he totally changed a 16-year-old story that he had written in order to make me look bad. Just more very dishonest media.
Donald Trump.
Face in her.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Congressman John Lewis should spend more time on fixing and helping his district, which is in horrible shape and falling apart, not to mention crime-infested, rather than falsely complaining about the election results. All talk, talk, talk. No action or results. Sad. Congressman John Lewis should finally focus on the burning and crime-infested inner cities of the U.S. I can use all the help I can get!
Be Heil! Heil! Raiden!
Donald Trump!
Face! Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, he is the Superman!
Super duper Superman!
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good! We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
World new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder. When
Donald Trump
says,
behind you stands a symbol of oppression.
We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people.
Do you accept the resignation of all of these liars, of all the corrupt?
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
We take from the corrupt, the oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Subsidize the armies of other countries while allowing for the very sad depletion of our military.
Step forward, those who would serve. For an army will be raised.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost.
The powerful will be ripped from their decadent nests and cast out into the cold world that we know and endure.
Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. That all changes, starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
Spoils will be enjoyed.
Radical Islamic terrorism.
Blood will be shed.
Which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military.
The police will survive as they learn to serve true justice.
The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action.
It will endure.
We will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Be higher, higher, riding
Donald Trump.
Space not too low.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be higher, higher, riding
Donald Trump.
Space.
Scattered like tombstones across the landscape, and the crime, and the gangs, and the drugs, this American carnage.
Be higher, higher, riding
Donald Trump.
Space not too low.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be higher, higher, riding
Donald Trump.
The president spent part of his visit over at the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, complaining about media reports about the size of the crowd at his inauguration. He made his complaints while standing in front of the wall containing stars representing CIA officers who died in the line of duty. And Phil Mudd, you worked at the CIA. You're a former CIA officer. What was your reaction to his speech over at CIA headquarters?
Boy, you almost want to cry, Wolf. I mean, there's a sense of outrage, but there's also such a sense of sadness. Those aren't stars. Those are people. Those aren't people from decades ago. Those are people from today. That is one star, Jennifer Matthews, who lost her life to an Al-Qaeda suicide bomber in Afghanistan and whose children were still growing up. And we have a president who has to talk about how many times he's been on the Time magazine cover in comparison to a football player. He's got to talk about how many people showed up as an inauguration. He's got to talk about how many people in the CIA enjoyed his speech. That's what we get to honor the people who lost their lives.
Is Donald Trump an intellectual? Trust me, I'm like a smart person. And
I am so great. I am so great. Everybody loves me. I am
honey,
so great.
Honey,
everybody
honey,
loves
honey. Could you please be quiet?
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
You know, when I was young, and when I was, of course, I feel young, I feel like I'm 30, 35, 39. Somebody said, are you young? I said, I think I'm young. And the reason you're my first stop is that, as you know, I have a running war with the media. But the truth is that Donald Trump did not draw well. I said, I look like a million and a half people, whatever it was. But it went all the way back to the Washington Monument. But it's a lie. God looked down and he said, we're not going to let it rain on your speech. But it's a lie. I'm a reporter for Time magazine, and I have been on their cover like 14 or 15 times. I think we have the all-time record in the history of Time magazine. But it's a lie.
No one cares about crowd sizes. The only reason this is a story is that Trump insists on lying about it and sending White House officials out to lie about it. like he did on Saturday when he sent his press secretary, Sean Spicer, to brazenly lie to the entire press corps by disputing what everyone saw with their own eyes.
No one had numbers because the National Park Service does not put any out. This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period.
But it's a lie.
As White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway meet the press.
Why put him out there for the very first time in front of that podium to utter a provable falsehood? It undermines the credibility of the entire White House press office
no, it
on
doesn't.
Day
don't
one.
Be so, don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. What it, you're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
Presenting the Clapper.
Clap on, clap off.
Hello, I am the Clapper. My voice has been changed to protect my identity. It is my job to start the clapping and laughing at Donald Trump events. When he makes a joke, I laugh first and get everyone else laughing. When he says something outrageous, I lead the applause. Listen.
Did everybody like the speech? You had a laugh. So I've been given good news, but...
If it's not asking too much, for our information, just for illustration, tell us how you intend to run the nation.
These are the laws of my administration. No one's allowed to smoke or tell a dirty joke, and whistling is forbidden.
We're not allowed to tell a dirty joke.
If chewing gum is chewed, the chewer is pursued, and in the hoose cow hidden.
If we choose to chew, we'll be pursued.
If any form of pleasure is exhibited, report to me and it will be prohibited. I'll put my foot down, so shall it be. This is the land of the free. The last man nearly ruined this place. He didn't know what to do with it. If you think this country's bad off now, just wait till I get through with it. The country's taxes must be fixed, and I know what to do with it. If you think you're paying too much now, just wait till I get through with it. I will not stand for anything that's crooked or unfair. I'm strictly on the up and up, so everyone beware. If anyone's caught taking graft, and I don't get my share, we stand them up against the wall, and out goes the weasel.
So everyone beware, crooked or unfair.
If any man should come between a husband and his bride, we find out which one she prefers by letting her decide. If she prefers the other man, the husband steps outside. We stand him up against the wall and pop goes the weasel.
The husband steps outside. We hear the shears is
You have an appointment at the House of Representatives. Good heavens! You can't go with your trousers up!
I can, eh? Well, they'll never catch me any other way.
This is a message from the government of the Netherlands.
Dear Mr. President, welcome to this introduction video about the Netherlands. It's gonna be a great video. It's gonna be absolutely fantastic. Our founding father was William of Orange, who fought against the Spanish, total scumbags. They fought against us for 80 years, but they couldn't beat us. Couldn't do it. Total losers. They're all dead now, by the way. We speak Dutch. It's the best language in Europe. We've got all the best words. All the other languages failed. Danish, total disaster. German is not even a real language. It's fake. It's a fake language. We've got Pony Park Slagharen, which has got to be the best pony park in the world. It's true. They're the best ponies. They are. You can ride them. You can date them. You can grab them by the pony. It's fantastic. This is the Afsluitdijk. It's a great, great wall that we built to protect us from all the water from Mexico. In fact, we built an entire ocean, okay? An entire ocean between us and Mexico. Nobody builds oceans better than we do. This ocean, it is so big, you can even see it from the moon. And we made the Mexicans pay for it. It's true. You've got the Trump Towers. We've got Lee Towers. We'd love to sing at your inauguration. Amazing, of course. Gotta love it. We've got Maduro Dam, which is the greatest miniature town in the world. It's great. Well, it's tiny, but it's great. And the squares, they're so small, you don't even need many people to fill them. It's great. This is Geri Eickhoff. In December, we've got this scandalous tradition of Black Pete. It's the most offensive, the most racist thing you've ever seen. You'll love it. It's great. We also have a disabled politician for you to make fun of. Her name is Jette Kleinsma. She's from the Ministry of Silly Walks. You can do a great impersonation of her. Can't wait to see it. People tell us, very important people, they tell us we've got the best tax evasion system God ever created. It's just unbelievable. You should tell your sons to put all your, their businesses here. You'll pay no taxes at all. Zero. It's ridiculous. And last but not least, we've got a great, great, great dependency on the United States. It's huge. If you screw NATO, you're going to make our problems great again. They're going to be huge. They're going to be enormous. It's true. Please don't. We totally understand. It's going to be America first. But can we just say the Netherlands second? Is that okay? Thank you for watching and best wishes. We've got the best wishes in the Netherlands. They're great. It's true.
Borza Duragahi, a longtime Middle East correspondent, really good reporter, is now with BuzzFeed. He's obtained a two-minute video that's reportedly circulating very widely in Iraqi social media. The title page here says, "The Politics of the New President of America Toward Iraq," and then the red word in the middle is Trump in Arabic. And then for over 2 minutes, there's this montage of the new president of the United States talking about Iraq, talking about how U.S. policy toward Iraq should be to take their most important natural resource.
So their armies are wiped out. They have weak armies. It's a corrupt society anyway. I mean, it's totally corrupt what's going on over there. So I said very simply that if it's me, we take the oil.
I said, if we're to leave, it'll take the oil. At least pay us back. And I come out front page news, oh, Trump is a horrible human being. He wants to take the oil from a sovereign country. Sovereign, give me a break. You see the people ripping off sovereign.
Wouldn't you be destroying the wealth of Iraq?
No, no, let me get, there is no Iraq. There is no Iraq. Their leaders
Iraqis
are corrupt. Excuse me, there are no Iraqis. They're broken up into so many different factions.
How are we going to take the oil? How are we going to do that?
You would leave a certain group behind, and you would take various sections where they have the oil there.
So you would keep troops in Iraq after this year?
I would take the oil.
I don't understand how you would take the... Does that mean keeping troops there or staying involved in Iraq?
You heard me. I would take the oil.
And now the Iraqi prime minister is fielding questions about it from the Iraqi press corps. And all the while, more than 5,000 Americans tonight are in Iraq as this now takes hold because of our new president. Deputy Pentagon spokesman, who was in the post until last week under the Obama administration, put out this statement this week saying the White House needs to clearly say the U.S. isn't going to take Iraq's oil. Every moment that statement stands puts our troops at greater risk.
Russian author and dissident Masha Gessen knows autocracy firsthand.
So I guess my first question is, what is the recipe for successfully resisting an autocracy?
I get asked that a lot.
Mm-hmm. So?
You know, I had to flee my country.
Okay.
Most efforts to successfully resist that I know of failed.
What are your biggest worries about the incoming Trump administration?
Oh, my biggest worry is a nuclear holocaust. If miraculously we avoid that, then, you know, he's certain to do irreparable damage to the environment that will make the survival of the human species impossible. But there's very little we can do. So I stick to little things like the impossibility of going on to democracy after Trump. I mean, well, he's going to lift the sanctions against Russia. He's going to start banning one newspaper after another from the White House. he is going to start thinking about wars. He is going to go to the Putin model of holding one press conference a year. So suppose some cities refuse to cooperate with deportations. So he calls on the American people to start reporting immigrants. I think that's when we start getting into really disgusting territory.
Is that rock bottom?
No, that's not rock bottom. But that will be the beginning, you know, of a culture of citizen against citizen. So there's a Russian joke. We thought we had hit rock bottom, and then someone knocked from below.
Politico reported this week that, quote, one person who frequently talks to Trump said aides have to push back privately against his worst impulses in the White House and have to control information that may infuriate him. He gets bored and likes to watch TV, so it is important to minimize that. What he views is the media's failure to reflect the magnitude of his achievements, and he feels demoralized that the public's perception of his presidency so far does not necessarily align with his own sense of accomplishment. Accomplishment? You've been president for 5 days. Someone close to Trump told the Associated Press that, quote, the bad press over the weekend has not allowed Trump to enjoy the White House as he feels he deserves.
And I think it's just unbelievably frustrating when you're continually told it's not big enough, it's not good enough, you can't win. And it's frustrating for not just him, but I think so many of us that are trying to work, we doubt that you can do this. This won't happen. And that's the narrative when you turn on television every single day. It's a little frustrating. It's a little demoralizing to turn on the TV day after day and hear.
I'm
There was a saying that I heard. It says the mainstream media took Donald Trump literally, but not seriously.
So they listened to what he said and assumed he meant what he said.
Well, that's what they thought. They took him literally.
Yeah.
They took his sayings and his ginning.
They listened to him.
Well, they believed him.
He's done things behind the scenes for people that nobody knows about because they don't report the good stuff. They only report the negatives.
Why is he only doing good things behind the scenes then?
Because he doesn't want to toot his own horn. He's not a tooter. He really is not. He's not arrogant. He's not egotistical.
Honestly, we're all on this ship together, and whether or not it's the Titanic, we're yet to see, but for sure, support the captain, I guess.
Thanks so much to all today.
Mark Hamill, Joker, voice, reading.
My tweets, you're wonderful. Thanks to
Spike Jones, Groucho, Marx, Seth Myers,
Smith,
Bart Simpson, Cartman.
Thanks to the
Netherlands,
Putin,
Rachel,
Maddow, Sean, Spicer, Kelly, Anne, Conway, Sid, Vicious.
How did I not remember?
Sid, Vicious, sang
my way.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.